Hello and welcome to our May Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as our educational series for networking mastery. Our monthly bonus calls highlight our monthly ECN speakers who graciously agreed to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So we're super excited, and I'm very thankful that Anna Choi, the Conscious Business Coach, was a featured speaker at our Tuesday, May 8th luncheon. So all in attendance were inspired by Anna's talk, The Soul of Your Business, Grow Your Client Flow. And we're encouraged that she's here to encourage us again today and share with us. And just want to set the expectation for this call. So as I mentioned, Anna's graciously agreed to expand on her The Soul of Your Business, Grow Your Client Flow talk for the next 20 to 35 minutes. And then we will open the call up for Q&A with the plan to end by 1. So be sure to stay on the line till the very end, as we're going to be sharing with our listeners a juicy offer Anna will make available and on the call as well as the replay. And we're excited to offer other opportunities as well. So it's my pleasure and honor to introduce Anna, again, the Conscious Business Coach, as our presenter of our bonus call today. So Anna's mission is to unleash your greatness, impacting your triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit. I love it. She helps social entrepreneurs and conscious businesses gain more focus, clarity, and accountability to create sustainable revenue through business coaching. As a broke college art student with zero connections, resources, or money, she tripled her net income, grossing six figures by age 23 in her first business. Way to go, Anna! Inside Out Investing, a socially responsible financial planning practice, and a decade later, she now helps high-performing, mission-driven entrepreneurs unleash their potential and make more money doing what they love while being that change they wish to be in the world. So again, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Anna. Anna, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cindy, and thank you everyone for really creating time to be on the call today. We're going to dive right in. So the thing we got to deal with as entrepreneurs is two major global trends that are happening. And the first one is that we live in a constantly changing world. Recent studies show that 65% of children that are entering primary school today will ultimately end up working in a completely new job that doesn't even yet exist. In short, like what you learn today may become obsolete even tomorrow. And that doesn't just go for jobs we can't even imagine right now, right? But with all the different technology that's evolving as we have in this world. The second huge trend is that we live in the age of information overwhelm. The BBC quotes how in the course of one day, the average person in the Western city is said to be exposed to as much data as someone in the 15th century would encounter in their entire lifetime. So now every day you're exposed to what used to be a lifetime of information. And 24/7 you have this smartphone now that keeps you tethered to the internet with the latest information to consume and leaves many entrepreneurs in a state of reaction, ping, 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 as all those notifications come, rather than creation. It's hard to create on top of an overflowing cup, so to speak. This is like walking into the store. So just say yes, if this is you, have you ever tried to buy something at the store, and by the time you walk in and you hit those aisles, which are designed to like psychologically pull your attention, get your kids to want to buy you candy or whatever that looks like, and you just forget what you're going to buy. I don't know if you can unmute them, Cindy, so it's a little more interactive. Okay. Maybe that's a no-go. So I'll just keep going here. So whether you're listening to the recording later or you're live right now, just think about those moments, right? Or in the house, you forget. It's not just... There you are. You're unmuted now.
I can unmute, but sometimes we get ambient noise. So just let me know when you want. I'll keep people muted, and when you want interaction, I'll unmute.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. So same with your laptop, right? Or when you open your laptop, that's just like walking into a store. Boom, you've got your email inboxes, you've got your notifications, you've got your Facebook pages, you got your junk mail, and everything's... That's just on the online world, let alone then your physical desk, right? Pulling your attention. And if you work from home, you've got the laundry, you've got other things as well. And that all of this just makes it very difficult to focus on where it counts as far as making money in your business. So that's what we're going to cover today, is that in this age of information overwhelm, which has now caused, I would say, decision overwhelm, because your brain's having to constantly analyze and choose and figure out what's the best thing, as well as the constantly adapting world, how do we focus on the things that really matter for us so we have the experience not only of making more money in our business, but of having the peace of mind, having clarity moment to moment? Because otherwise, why have the business if you're always frazzled and crazy? So the three things we're going to go over is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, two keys to master high performance, how to energetically align your business to attract clients, and the bonus part of this call that we didn't talk about in the last luncheon is now the six steps. I'm actually going to start to walk you through the six steps of my energy elements, which have been distilled down from investing $28,750 in different coaching programs, hiring the best coaches, participating in the best online coaching programs, distilled down to six elements that I believe are just critical, and they're pretty, just the fundamental basics that must happen to grow both your business and your life. So these are the same strategies. I have a client, Chris, who, was three times trying to start his business, and parent of a couple kids, and his wife's a doctor, and, you know, he was working at the hospital as a lean consultant and tried, again, three times to start his business, making nothing his first two tries because his father died, and then, you know, always a life circumstance was getting in the way. And then the third time, you know, he didn't know what else to do except just tell all his friends and family. So, you know, he made like $10,000 in a year. And then we met, and after working together for 3 months, really did some mindset work and got him to secure $100,000 in contract work such that he could confidently quit his 9-to-5 job. And then within his second year, he was now averaging $30,000 a month. And unbelievable to him. So that's the kind of results I want to create. I create for my clients that I'm going to teach you those elements that had him get where he was today. Okay, so let's start with the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, and the best way to share this is with a story that tells of a man. So picture a man under a lamppost on his hands and knees, and he's frantically searching for something, and a friend walks up, and she's like, hey, what you doing? He says, oh, I'm just, I lost my keys, I'm looking for them. She's like, oh, where'd you lose them? He points to the dark, over there. She's like, well, why are you looking here? And he says, oh, because I can see here. Now, this man's search for his keys is not too far off from what many entrepreneurs face day to day. Many entrepreneurs get stuck looking under that lamppost, taking action on what they see to do, which more often than not has nothing to do with going into the dark where the keys actually are of generating more clients. So they waste time in what I call a fundamentally flawed context under that lamppost. They get stuck, maybe making, you know, revamping their business cards, working on a better looking website, staying up to date on Facebook or getting sucked into Facebook. So I'm going to open it up right now and make this interactive. So Cindy, if you can unmute us. And just what are some of those ways that you know are more, it's not to say they're not important, but they're not necessarily revenue generating actions.
Okay, lines are open.
The question again is, what ways are you stuck looking under your lamppost? And taking the actions that seem important, but in reality, they're not actually going to generate more clients. So I'll give an example just to get this warmed up here. So Facebook is a total, can be a mind suck, right? You get lost in that vortex, and it seems like I'm doing market research, but it's very distinct when I'm actually calling upon direct clients and or prospects, right, and pitching them essentially. So what about for you? What are ways that you do that?
One of the ways, this is Tina, one of the ways that I'm looking under the lamppost is making improvements and changes to my website in the hopes of gaining more business, which I'm sure is a falsehood.
Great. Yeah, when I first started my business, I had no website, no business cards, no blogs, nothing, and I was making clients. So that's
and there's a lot of resources out there that say you need to have this and you need to have that and you need to do this and you need to do that, but do you really?
Yep. So when you're in boot, I don't want to say bootstrap mode, but when you are in the beginning, just needing to generate more clients, no, absolutely not. Just because I've seen it done, I've done it, etc. When you are at a different phase of growth and expansion, yes, you obviously need some sort of presence and content marketing, but it's just, it depends on the stage you're at as well. So let's take one more. What ways do you look under the lamppost? Thank you, Tina.
This is Karen. doing like too much research on investments.
Ah, okay. Great. Which you're a financial advisor, right?
Correct.
Perfect. So you are mastering your craft, which we all need to do some of, but perhaps too much, right?
Yeah.
When it's like every day all the time. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they, okay. Deborah Jones likes to call it the sticky butt syndrome.
Perfect. So I emailed everyone a handout, and for those listening to the call, we'll make sure that handout's available as well, that you can walk along during this teleseminar. So there's a spot right there that says, what ways are you looking under the lamppost? All right.
Anna, can I jump in real fast? This is Cindy.
Yes.
So I think you're bringing up just an excellent point, because there's different ways that we, you know, get distracted, or we think we're working on our business, but we're, you know, just it's taking us off our business, really. But one thing that you said that really resonated with me is I remember when I first started my business and I needed to make money. I had no income coming in. When I transitioned from homeschooling to my relationship marketing business to send out cards, and I just got busy getting on the phone and talking to actual people and, you know, showing them our system, and that was the tyranny of the urgent at the time. I needed to, you know, get this in front of as many people as I can. And then, like you say, there's different waves of your business where it makes sense, because you need to put systems and structures in place to be able to leverage yourself. But
yes.
Anyway, I just wanted to weigh in that, you know, it's important to look at the kind of where you're at, right, in that wave.
Yes,
Isn't that important too, to really pay attention to that? Because, you know, in the beginning, if you need cash flow, you need to just get out there and talk to as many people as you can.
Yeah, and there's what I call the critical systems that you would need to put in place up front, but not necessarily something complicated, right? The very, mm-hmm. very MVP-like minimum viable products.
Love it.
So absolutely, Cindy. Stages, you'll do different stages, but what I've also found, this is my technically my third business. So, you know, as you reinvent yourself or life circumstances change, right? People get sick, people die, all sorts of things. And so you'll find you have now different parameters to work with, so you need to reinvent your business. And as people are doing that, I'm finding you have actual business experience, but so maybe you can say you've been in business 10 years, but you're actually still at that startup phase of, I need to make some money now. I need some cash. Whoa. That's
you're right. You're not always starting at ground zero. You have, you know, give yourself credit for the experience and life experience that you have and business experience.
Well said. Totally. Okay, great. So on your, if you have your handout and you're following along with it, you can just now, if you don't, that's fine. Just think mentally. You just wrote down all the different ways you look under the lamppost. Now, what are your reasons? And this will start to shed some light on what I call your blind spots. What you don't know that you don't know isn't getting in your way. So go ahead and share it with me. Just we'll take a couple more. What are the reasons that you either justify those actions or you tell yourself, I can't really take, you know, the actions you know you need to take?
So this is Karen again, and what I used to do a lot of was getting ready to get ready. So making sure I had my call list and I had a pen and I read the notes from the last time I talked to the person, and then I would just never get around to calling. And then I decided, okay, I'm just going to stop reading the notes and I'm just going to call.
Mm. Brilliant. So your reasons, like I need more preparation. I need to prepare more.
Yeah, getting ready to get ready is what I call it.
And to get ready to get ready. Great. Awesome. Who else?
This is Cindy again. For me, structures give me confidence. And so sometimes it's like, oh, I can't, you know, launch this because I need to have the structures. But, you know, the structures in themselves are, they are what they are. But it's, again, a lot of it's tied to our mindset and our confidence.
Right. So that would be a couple of things there, right? I mean, like, I'm not ready or need to have my structures. Something that you have a habit of having first, or your mindset are also different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So now I just want you guys to tell yourself, like, the truth. In general, if you are you spending the majority of your time focused on revenue-generating actions? And obviously, the percentage of time to spend on revenue-generating actions will vary, but at a minimum, right, half the time, especially if you're not completely at capacity and you're not taking clients on, that would be a different story. But I'm assuming people on the call here are interested in attracting more clients, high-quality clients. So just kind of tell yourself or ask yourself that. Yes or no, are you focused on revenue-generating actions? Okay, that is the first step to being able to move forward. And that's another thing I just want to say as you're listening to the call. If you come from, I know, I already do that, that's going to make no difference here. So what will make the difference is considering everything that's being said as new, even if it sounds like something you've heard before, just be open and listen to how it'll apply to you right now in this moment in your business. Okay, the second thing we're covering is the two keys to master high performance. So you guys nailed some of it a little bit earlier, but the first key is mindset. And If I'm trying to do this now, we had a visual during the talk. So if you can imagine an Olympic performer, right? the kind of mindset they have. So first, what is a mindset? Let me back up. A mindset is a habit, or it's a fixed mental attitude that predetermines how you're going to act and what actions you take. So like the guy under the lamppost, right? He had a certain mindset. And I mentioned earlier as well, then there's blind spots, things that he doesn't see that he doesn't see. So if somebody points it out, he may not even get it. Now, as far as a mindset goes, back to the image of like an Olympic athlete, they spend 4 years preparing for this one moment to either make it or break it. It's the most watched, by the way, event globally, more than the World Cup, more than Super Bowl, more than anything, is the Olympics. Why? Because so much is on the line. It's so exciting and thrilling to see somebody who's worked day and night for 4 years to potentially squander and lose everything in a like millionth or a hundredth of a millisecond. I said that wrong, but you get my point. Everything's on the line. And that is so compelling for us to watch. So, mindset. What does an Olympic performer do? They are hungry to do whatever it takes, even if they have to unlearn everything that's got them to where they are today. They are coachable. They do not say, oh, yeah, I already know that. I've done that. Tell me something new. They are, like, applying what they're learning. They are applying what they're getting coached on, right? They are constantly in beginner's mind. A struggler, on the other hand, and they surrender. I would say they surrender to the coaching. They surrender to the circumstances at that time. They're not using that as excuses. On the other hand, right, a struggler's mindset is not wanting to do the work. And especially when you're held to account, you'll have excuses or reasons or maybe get defensive or blame. And I just want to say, too, all of us have both of these things, right? So I'm a struggler mindset probably honestly the vast majority of the time because that's what we're born into. It's not like you try to be a struggler. Like everybody just has that default mindset. You don't walk into the world or you're not born into the world typically. Well, I would say babies are, but as far as a business owner, you don't wake up going, yes, how am I going to make, today is a beautiful day and I'm going to do this many actions and take this many actions. It doesn't work like that. So a struggler's mindset is a moment-by-moment phenomenon that you either choose to be in or you choose a performer's mindset. And pretty much you're either waiting or in the back seat when you're in a struggler's mindset, or you're generating yourself and causing something, not like forcing an outcome, but causing something. And that's what a performer's mindset is. Performers are really good at failing. They're so good at failing. They go head on into their fears, head on into the dark unknown. So like that, instead of under the lamppost on what they see to do, they'll say, give it to me, let's go into that. Let's go to the dark. I have no idea what's there. I don't know what I'm doing. And frankly, nobody knows what they're doing. Whether you take us as entrepreneurs up to the largest Fortune 100 CEOs, to a parent, to dealing with aging parents, like all of that, no, we never know what we're doing really. So that's somewhat of a given. The question is, who are we going to be about it each moment? What are we going to choose? What mindset will we choose? So that's the moment of truth to ask yourself is what percentage of time do you find yourself as a performer in a performance mindset. So for me, if I'm honest, you know, it's probably like 10%, 50, or not 50, 20% of the time, which is actually quite high. And I would say as a public, you know, having coached hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, 5% would be pretty good. If you can get it at 10, you'll have phenomenal results. So it's not like we're trying to get to 100% here. But just ask yourself, and if you're following along on the handout, what percentage of time do you have a performance mindset? Okay, the second key is systems. The second key to master high performance is systems. We talked about mindset, and the other is systems. Now, it's really critical to have focus so that you can hone a system. And by focus, I mean, what is your primary offering or service that you have or product? So if you don't have one, not a problem. Just you can write that on the handout. If you do, great, write that out. And then the question is, do you have a, does that core or signature offering, program, product, does it have a system, a marketing system that leads to someone wanting to buy that signature program, product, or offering? Now, most people have a system for the actual delivery of their product or service or program once somebody's paid and they're a client. But what I'm talking about is, do you have a system from stranger to prospect to lead to client or customer? So, for example, my marketing system from stranger to client is, I know my top two marketing strategies are speaking and direct outreach. Those two strategies funnel into a discovery call or a questionnaire or strategy session that then leads to making the offer. And then my primary offering is the one-on-one business coaching and the group coaching. So I don't have the visual in front of you because we're on a teleseminar, but just imagine like a flow chart, and you can make your own flow chart of, you know, big picture. How are, what's your, I don't know if it's a funnel so much as a system. Okay. Now the third piece we're looking at is how to energetically align your business. And I think the easiest way to really show you this is just to share my own story. As a broke art major with absolutely no money, connections, or experience, and especially then starting as a financial advisor, I had to pass my licensing exams in 2 weeks with no knowledge. So I luckily was a student and was in that mindset to be able to pass my test, but I didn't know what the heck I was doing and was on a roller coaster. And I had a very scattered marketing approach of, I just literally did everything. And I went from, you know, from door knocking to cold calling to asking for referrals awkwardly from my friends and family to press and PR, organizing workshops, doing events. And, you know, I was doing like 80 hours a week because I could, didn't have a family, just had my boyfriend, and pushed myself to the max so that by 20, you know, 3 or 4, I was physically burned out despite my financial success. So if you can just, in your mind's eye, picture bubbles that are lined up and in a line going up and down, and each of those bubbles represents an aspect of your business. So there's your vision and mission of your business. There's the actual money you need to make in your business. There's another bubble would be, are you fulfilled in the business? And those are like all the exterior things. On the outside, you show people, and then there's like the inner world. And those bubbles just continuing to go down would be your heart, soul, your mind. So your body, mind, heart. And so as I'm sharing my personal story, just kind of picture in your mind's eye on a spectrum, an energy spectrum from right to left. If on the left side, it's like there's no energy, and on the right side, there's almost too much energy, and the middle, it's balanced energy. When I say how to energetically align your business, all of those elements I just created need to be lined up, and not need to be, but the more that they're lined up and you're aligned from the inside out, the more you your market message resonates for people, the more your brand presence shows up, and the more you attract clients very naturally. So in that first case scenario, I was great on my vision to help middle America with their finances, and I was great on the profitability, and I was great you know, my heart was there, but what was missing severely was the physical, right? Like I literally physically burned out, and mentally I was really scattered. So then I swung to the other side of the spectrum. I sold my business. I said I want to start a family. I did not like the industry I was in, although I love the people. And I published a children's book. I went traveling globally. I had a baby. I water birthed my baby, who's now six, Eli. And life was awesome, except I was on food stamps. And my husband wasn't making enough in his job that he had to, you know, I lived off the proceeds of my business for a while. And then he had to, he was a landscaper. So I had to work still. You know, I was working 6 weeks after I had my baby to make ends meet. And so, again, now I had fulfilled my body, heart, spirit, mind, vision, everything, except there was no money. So then the game had changed. And at this point, I became the sole breadwinner. You know, we decided that at least one parent would be home with Eli before he was five and went to school. So we flipped roles. My husband quit his full-time job, became a full-time dad. I went back into the workforce, and I thought I wanted to be the sole breadwinner. And I was like, crap, I got a mortgage, a spouse, and a son to feed. I need predictable income now. So I went back and contracted through my business, and I just worked it and eventually hit, like, the mecca client, I thought. In the tech world, I was working with Google and other putting on huge corporate events. It was an event planning consultancy. And, you know, they were paying me, like, $7,000 a month, and I had other clients, and life was good, but my heart, like, spiritually was not at all there. So I was like, oh, my gosh, because can I please get the right medium here? So finally I did, right? And with my current business, I'm able to align all of the elements, right? I get to work. I've always been a people, planet, profit kind of gal. My other major was community, environment, and planning, and so I get to work with awesome people creating a new normal economy and just love, yeah, get to work from home, be a mom still, and balance all those other things as well. So we don't have time to do this right now, but, you know, just for yourself, go ahead and look at what, for you, on this handout, you can see there's that bubble spectrum. You can just color in the dots of where you are. If you're too focused, you know, too attached maybe to something, and you're actually making the results that you would fill in on the right side. And if you're not paying attention or don't even know or have any clarity, you would mark the bubble on the left side more. And then you would connect the dots, and you can see the energy line of your business, the soul of your business. Okay. Ooh, we just have a couple minutes here. So what I'd like to do now is share the six steps, like my own system, with you so that you can start to attract clients in your business today.
So, Anna, you're good. Just, you know, continue as you need to.
Oh,
good for time.
How many more minutes? Like 5, 10?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Okay. Great. All right. So this is the Uber bonus part. So if you have a pen and paper, I would take some notes and grab it. Now, there's also a tool I'll give you, Cindy, and I can follow up with people both on this call, but for people in Exceptional Connections. That has this as a handout as well. But what you can do for now is make a flower petal shape of six petals. And each of those petals are going to represent these six energy steps. So energy is an acronym, so E-N-E-R-G-Y, that's six letters, so each petal represents one of those letters. And just go ahead and write, if you have a pen and paper, E-N-E-R-G-Y around. So one letter per petal. Okay, so I'll tell you what the acronym means and then go review each petal after that. So E is for experience. N is for network. E is for execution. R is roadmap. G is guide. And Y is your story. And I'll go through each one again. So experience, what do I mean by that? When you walk into a room, how do people experience your brand presence? Your presence markets you more than words or even your actions. Have you ever met, it could be the nutrition coach who, or health and wellness coach who's creating vitality, but then they look depleted. Or it's just something's incongruent. No hate on them, just saying, you know, it doesn't line up. So
incongruent.
Yes, meaning like, I hate using this example, but so there's incongruent, like there's the overweight person that's the diet coach, like, they're selling some nutrition bars about, but they look unhealthy. I don't want to say overweight, but they look unhealthy. There's something incongruent, right? You're like, you want the person that's coaching you to have done the thing that they're coaching you on, for example. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, no hate on those people. I love you. I get we all struggle, but you just want to make sure you're lining up. There's integrity with what you say, what you do, and how you present yourself and your energy about something. So same thing. Like people would ask me when I was a financial advisor, like they're like, do you like your business or do you, you know, they would just ask me about it and I could give the perfect answers and I had great results, but I didn't like the industry and that showed. And so there was just something energetically that didn't quite match up. So the point is you want to be able to align your vision, mission, and values in this first letter petal of E experience. So what I mean is first you got to get clarity with your why in the business and be able to articulate that and have that line up with your values in life. And the stronger you can align that from the inside out, then the more people can experience your energy and your presence that will attract the right people. So for this petal, you can just kind of mark on it. At the top of it is, do you have an extraordinarily strong brand presence that's lined up from the inside out or not? And if it's not, you would mark towards the center of the petal more versus the outside. And you just color in the petal. The more you color it means the more yes you are fulfilling on that letter element of experience in this case. So that's how you're going to fill in each petal. I'm just going to give you an overview for each of the steps and ask you primary questions that has you be able to assess it. And then at the end, you can see how your petal is looking. And if you were to draw a circle around the edges of your petal, is it a round wheel that's rolling or is it like a clunky wheel? And it will show you and indicate to you the areas in your business that you need to work on or that may be missing. N is for network, and this is all about how to analyze your social relationships or what I call social capital, to learn to leverage it in a way that taps into how people naturally contribute. There are, I call it contribution language, like the love languages people have in networking, a contribution language. For example, not everyone is a connector. There's some people that are natural connectors that nothing lights them up more than making that perfect connection like a matchmaker. But some people just don't. They're not into that. What they're great at is masterminding. They love giving you ideas and the strategy on something or researching something. Some people are what I call the contribution language of worker bees. They're like, I don't need to know all that. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it for you. Like that's how they support and contribute. Other contributors are just supporters. They're your fans and followers, and they don't want to engage with you at all, frankly. But they will like your Facebook page or comment on your page, or you know, they just are a fan in the background, and they tend to be not as deeply engaged, but more on the outside surface. But they're just as valuable in their own way. And that's distinct from what I just said with supporters. And supporters are folks who, they tend to be like your family members, but they just love you and they want you happy and they tend to worry about you, and you may never go to them for advice because they're not in business, but they kind of give you a gut check on if you're being authentic to yourself. So they all have their different roles. And the point is, people are obviously more than one role, or they might just be primarily one role or one way that they contribute. But if you can understand and analyze like your top 30 relationships in this way, it helps you then begin to focus on which relationships to cultivate and how. So that's network. So just kind of right now coloring your petal, do you have, you know, is your network a tribe, like who's got your back and will do whatever, you know, you can call them at midnight and say, hey, can you help me with this? Or do you have, you know, you have never analyzed your network, you don't really know, you know, that don't color it in. Okay, execution, E. This is your top, in order to execute something, you've got to be focused. So by focusing, you've got to understand what are your top strategies to use. And usually when I work with clients, right, I have this matrix and we look at, you know, the top 15. There's at least 15 primary ways, and there's, I'm sure, loads more, you know, of ways to market. For example, do I do a joint venture, a JV? Do I do a webinar? Do I do press and PR? Do I do social media? Do I do content marketing? Do I do events? Do I do, and I can go on and on. But out of all those things, you can't do them all. Not well. And so for your own sake of mind and for your clients, frankly, and prospects, you want to understand, given your natural strengths, you know, someone who's not tech savvy, I would not recommend going the social media route or doing like something that's going to be technically heavy, right? You might rely more on something like with direct outreach or phoning. So anyway, like that, you want to customize given your strengths, given your experience, and given where your market hangs out and what your budget is, what are your top two marketing strategies? And then once you narrow that down, then you can create campaigns. Again, I'm just going high level here. This, obviously, we can expand on all these areas. So for that petal of execution, just put, you know, color in the petal fully if you are super clear on your top two marketing strategies and focused and going after that, and you're in execution mode, or if you're not at all that, don't color it. Or if you're somewhere in the middle, color halfway. The next petal is roadmap, and this is knowing your numbers. So how many contacts do you need to generate to produce your revenue goals by when you said? So here we have to translate now the big vision, that why, your mission, your values, into numeric SMART goals, and then break that down into weekly actions and daily actions. So you have a roadmap of what you need to do when. And when you have clarity on your numbers and you know your metrics, that's when you can really have even more clarity to execute on in the dark, you know, with revenue-generating actions. Okay, G is the next petal. Sorry, for roadmap, go ahead and color in your petal if you haven't already. And then G is guide and what structures will support your success. So how do you hold yourself accountable with other people in your physical space, environmentally, your own systems, online and offline, and your habits? And this is where you can deep dive into mindset. And it might be looking like having an accountability partner. It might be hiring a coach, right? It might be just, you know, there's a lot of online training programs that keep you structured. How do you support your success? Because all we know is no bueno, doing it solo. Okay, so then why is your story? And this is why you do what you do and having stories that sell. This is also the story of speaking in your client's language, to the pains, to the desires. So much so that they feel like, oh my gosh, you're in my head. Are you sitting, like, did you see my journal or something? Like, that kind of messaging. So story is both you, why you do what you do, that you can say in tidbits to your clients, as well as what they're dealing with, being able to speak to their pains and desires. And then making sure that, that those stories, that messaging is consistent across your website and on all your marketing platforms. So when you're able to then focus these petals on those six elements to grow your business, then you can really resonate and attract clients and align with the soul of your business from the inside out. And really have high performance, those two keys of mindset and systems, and really be able to make the huge impact that I know each of you want in your heart to make, as well as live the freedom lifestyle you crave. Okay, so that's it. Questions?
Wow, Anna, thank you so much. That was awesome. I especially love the deeper dive that you took with energy in those six elements. That was awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that extra content with us. That was,
you are welcome.
I love the analogy also, because your talk with, you know, growing the soul of your business and the petals, you know, it's just, I don't know, great analogy. Great job.
Awesome.
Anna, can you please go back to point number one? The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is a blank, blank approach. I missed that.
Oh, yes. The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is a scattered marketing approach focused on what won't make money.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So, yeah, this is a great time for Q&A before we, you know, wrap up, and Anna has an offer, and we share other opportunities. So any other questions, comments, insights, ahas for Anna? This is a great time. I really enjoyed, Anna, the distinction with the networking, because I, you know, networking is one of my passions, but I really appreciated, you know, being able to identify the people that are around us. One thing that's always been, you know, kind of my heart is to really match people with their gifts and not ask somebody to do something that's not consistent with who they are. And that really spoke to what you were saying in terms of, you know, there's matchmakers, there's supporters, there's fans, you know, and so really being able to identify your cheerleaders, right, or the people around you, and be able to activate them, and then also to be able to, you know the role you are taking in other people's lives and be able to, you know, support them with that. This is what I'm willing to do, or this is what I'm good at, or this is what I love to do, you know, to support them in their business.
Yes. Yeah, it's not uncommon for, you can really cultivate, right? Build upon what their natural strength is.
Right. Can I ask you, how did you come up with the six steps, you know, the energy acronym? How did that come to be? I'm just always curious how that things evolve.
I just distilled down from, so Chris, you know, the client I was talking about, it was all in my head that I was giving it to him, but it wasn't organized into the way it is now.
Okay.
And I was trying to actually go back and be like, what? Like, all of these elements I talked about, we did, you know, through our calls. It just wasn't organized in this fashion. And I was at a loss of, like, or not a loss. I was looking at, what's the source of his success? What was it? And then I was looking at the source of my success, my businesses, and then I was looking at the source of success that I've seen others do, and mm-hmm. then distilling that down also from all my, what I liked and didn't like and what worked and didn't work with all the coaches I've hired and the programs I've done. So literally it was like taking what's in your head from 10 years of experience and then trying to deduce it down to the most simplest steps. I looked at each one and was like, could you live in your business without this step? And I would dwell in that for months. And then I would beta test it with tons of different people. Mm-hmm. And I could start to, I just keep honing it and honing it and honing it. But I just don't think you can do without any of these steps. So that's why, to me, it's like the fundamentals. That was the question.
Well, that's what thank you. Thank you for taking the time to share that with me, because that's the sense I had, is that this is, you know, you've lived it, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is not textbook. This is, you know, you've lived it and wrestled with it, frankly, right?
Yeah, like the networking piece. I used to network like 5 events a week and like have 10 follow-up sessions, right, for years. And so I like figured out like kind of where people fall as far as how they like to contribute. So that's how that got created, for example.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's, you know, really what you're sharing with us is for us to do that for our own businesses and, you know, really make it to own it.
Yes.
To own each of these pieces ourselves.
Totally.
Awesome. Any closing comments, thoughts, questions?
Anna, this is Sandy McCalla. I just wanted to say thank you. Some great, great information to work off of and work into and experience. So thank you very much. This is excellent.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Nice.
All right.
Well, Anna, I think this is a great time to transition and share with our listeners, you know, the offer that you had, and we did not publicly make this offer at our last meeting. We had some technical challenges that distracted us, but Anna and I wanted to make sure that our listeners had an opportunity to take advantage of your brilliance. So what do you have cooking? What do you have that you wanted to share today?
Yes. So being an entrepreneur is tough. I'll just say it like that. And especially doing it alone. And so, you know, for those of you listening to the call later or are live right now, I just think, you know, you might be dealing with a few of these things. Like, I know my people are out there, just my market, right? I'm just not quite sure where, or maybe I'm not even sure what my niche is or what my signature program is, or I'm like the best kept secret. I know I deliver value. I just don't quite have, you know, the level of results that I know I'm capable of yet. And you're just frustrated and, you know, spinning your wheels a little bit. So if you are interested in having a community gather around you and a coach as your back, and you want to make more impact, you want to leverage your time and money, you want to both develop your mindset and your systems so that you can have the freedom both in your business but also this greater impact and service for your clients, then I'd like to invite each and every one of you to, we have a group coaching business accelerator that's starting June 11th in about a month. And this is, it's a 10-week program where I was looking for a way to provide. Normally it's like $2,500 a month to coach with me, and because I deliver results fast, but that's not affordable for everybody. So I really was looking at how can I give more access to folks. And I thought, what better way than in a community, right, where you can normalize your failures and what the things that you're dealing with, as well as, you know, work step by step. So we go through in this accelerator the energy steps I just talked about in depth. It's usually 2 weeks per, 1 to 2 weeks per element. And then some weeks are just working weeks where we have virtual doing workshops where I just will get all on the phone and you'll give me your copy and I'll look at it and see how to, you know, make adjustments or you know, you bring up your ideas for your core offering, how can I tweak it and give you coaching right then and there. So we've got the accelerator, again, is 10 weeks going over these 6 energy elements so that this can really skyrocket your business inside a community of support. And as bonuses, I'm throwing in 2 one-on-one coaching calls with me, and as well as 2 live doing workshops that I just described, as well as we'll have a closed Facebook group that you'll get lifetime access to. You also get lifetime access to the recording, the video recording and trainings of the 6 energy elements. So typically it's $2,500 for that entire program, which I think is a steal given my normal rates. But for this group only, for the Exceptional Connections group, through tomorrow for the next 24 hours, I am going to offer it at $1,500 for the whole accelerator, or you can give 6 monthly installments of $295. And the first 5 people that sign up get 1 more bonus call. And typically when I do 1-hour calls, it's $500, so the $2,500 is for unlimited access to me and weekly coaching. But for just 1 call, that's normally $500, so that's, I'm going to throw in another bonus of $500 for the first 5 people. And if you're interested in learning more, right, there's more information to go through. I'm going to provide a special link that I will email out, as well as for that special rate. And I will also give you a link to, you can have a strategy session call with me to really see if this is for you, for those that might be on the fence or interested and want to learn more. But like I said, the normal tuition is $2,500. I'm going to give it to this group for $1,500. That's all I want to say.
Awesome. No, thank you for that, Anna. Just because we're running out of time here and I want to end promptly, I just want to encourage anyone. So Anna, I'll give you the names of who's on the call today. And then you could reach out to them and give them more information. And we'll probably have somebody that listens to this recording as well that may reach out to you. What a great opportunity to really have a chance to dig deeper into these elements and experience your brilliance. So thank you so much, Anna. Any closing thoughts? Now, aside from this special offer, I would be remiss in not asking, how else can our listeners, interact with you, get to know you, kind of take a deeper dive if the 10-week is not something that they can take advantage of, or even if they can and they want to just learn more about what you have to offer?
Yeah, either way, Cindy, I just recommend, we want to create an awesome community, right? So I want to know more about the person anyway, versus just signing up. So really it's just the one-on-one strategy session call is really how, whether you choose to do this or not, you're going to get value. It's likely the best, value of time that you'll get. We'll really look at on that call, where are you at now? Where are you headed? And what's the gap and the steps to get there? And so you'll have, you do most of the talking the whole entire call. And just within that, from asking questions, you'll gain clarity for yourself of exactly pinpointing where you need to go to work on next in your business. And that's free. So that's what I extend. I mean, again, whether you do this or not, that's highly valuable to take advantage of.
Okay. So if somebody, they need to schedule that with you by today. That's the deadline. Right.
The deadline is for that $1,500 rate. That's through tomorrow.
Okay.
But they
can
schedule the strategy session call. Yeah, anytime.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. And then Anna's website is Anna, A-N-N-A, Sun, S-U-N, Choi, C-H-O-I.com. AnnaSunChoi.com. You can go there to learn more as well for those on the recording who want to follow up with her and find out how to schedule their free strategy session with her. So, Any parting remarks, Anna?
No, I just thank you so much for the opportunity. And I know what it takes to be an entrepreneur, so I just acknowledge each and every one of you for choosing this journey. And I'm your champion and here to support you in really crushing it and creating the dream lifestyle that you love.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anna. Appreciate you a lot. And before we close this call, I just want to let everybody know that we're still taking registrations for our Tuesday, May 22nd Skill Shop with Sarah Frank. And we're adding, right now the rate is $147, and that is for a two-hour skill shop at the Pizza Coop and Ale House. And that includes lunch, the workbook, great content by Sarah Frank, the founder of Real Marketing Solutions. She's going to be offering the skill shop on Create Your Social Media Sales Funnel. She was our featured speaker in November of last year, and she did a bonus call as well. So if you haven't experienced Sarah, haven't heard about her, you're welcome to go to the bonus call and listen to that call. But I'm offering something special. So if you're on this call right now and you haven't already registered, or you would like, you know, you're on the replay, get a hold of me. So I'm doing a bring your friend discount. So it's $194, $97 rate. So essentially, if you and a friend want to join us, let me know. You have to contact me directly right now. And I will lock you in at the early bird rate. So love to have you join us. We set seats available before sold out. So thank you all for being a part of our bonus call in May here. Beautiful weather, and just love being able to offer these calls, and just encourage you to go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com. Go to our website and click on the speaker tab, and you'll have access to all of the replays of previous bonus calls. So Anna's will be posted later today, and Anna, I'll give you the link also so that you can share that if you want to with your community. So thanks, everyone. Let's thank Anna.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, bye. Anna. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you a lot.